ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Poems That Rock. It's a compilation of artistry brought to you by the ladies of the superhero world of words, also known as the Girl Team. And first up, we have Angelina, who is 8 years old, and she's going to read for us.
My first poem is titled Angelina. A for adorable, N for nice, G for glamorous, E for eight, L for loves cats, I for imaginative, N for neat, and A for angel. My second poem is Cupcakes. I live in the bottom of the sea, in a clear crystal, with flashes of light blue. It smells like fresh-baked cupcakes. It sounds like waves brushing up on shore.
Adeline, who is 9 years old.
My first poem is called A Rock. The sun is shining and the stars are out. The ground is bumpy and coarse. Inside, my atmosphere is wild and dark, except for the twinkly stars peeking through the leaves. Ah, something or someone has dropped us. The crickets stop chirping. The sound of waves cease. Oh dear, this is bad. The second poem that I'm going to read is called Buster. Buster is hungry, why isn't he fed? He eats all the cookie dough in front of your head. He eats all the meat off the cutting board. He has a house where he keeps his bounty, which consists of candy and chocolate. Oh, Buster, stop begging.
Third, we have the brilliant Jenny, who is 13 years old.
My first poem is Jenny, it's new noodles and yogurt. I'm joyful most of the time. I enjoy reading. It makes me feel good. I am a normal girl. New ears every time I grow older. Yellow is one of my favorite colors. I remember my puppy, soft brown puppy. Always follows me like we were connected. I remember my brother. Cry. Always cry for everything. I didn't understand. He has a big ocean inside of his eyes. I remember my friends always had fun, hang out, gossip. We were the laughing machines. I remember my white dress. I wore it every day, and it became dirty every day. But I didn't care. It was still my white dress. I remember my birthday party. I went to swimming pool. Swam like a fish, or felt like a fish. Felt the water run through my body.
Our next poet is the magnificent Michaela, who is 10 years old.
My first poem is called The Gray Stone. A simple gray stone on a simple pebble path. Inside, it's a genie trapped forever in a lamp. Inside, it's an ocean crashing the shore, but never reaching it. And it is loud in there, quiet in there, cool and dark, warm and bright. Feelings flow in the air. Current of thoughts rage in the small pebble. They will never get out. The stone has a brain, a heart, and a mind, sometimes calm, sometimes angry, but mostly mixed of many feelings. Under a shell of gray, the stone is both wild and relaxed. It has lain on the path for many years, and it will stay there for many more. It will never cease to be alive, but it will always be a simple gray stone. My next poem is called The Lost Teeth. Her teeth fell out, it hurt. They ran away in the dirt. She cried, "Oh no, I'm way too slow. I cannot crunch my teeth." She chased them through the town. She chased them up and down. "Alas, oh no, I'm way too slow. I cannot catch my teeth." Tired, she headed home. This is not the end of the poem. "Alas, oh no, I'm way too slow, I cannot catch my teeth." The next day she set off. She looked in the horse's trough. "Alas, oh no, I'm way too slow, I cannot catch my teeth. So off she went to the store, and there she bought some more. "Hooray, superb, I have more teeth, I can stop my searching now."
And last but not least, we have the astonishing Ashani, who is 8 years old.
My first poem is called Granite. I am a piece of granite. I used to be magma in the Earth's mantle. Unfortunately, there was a volcano and I exploded like fireworks. When I landed, I felt funny. The other magma around me said it would be okay. After a couple million years, before I knew it, I was a rock. I looked around me. My friends were rocks, too. We turned into flatland. After a few years, I had separated from my friend. I was in a garden, and that is how I came to be. My next poem is Andrew Swallowed Ink. Andrew swallowed ink, and now he has a bad headache. I knew it was stupid, so I dared him to. It was green, and he said it smelled and tasted like grass. Maybe it wasn't ink at all. If it was ink, I don't know how he matched it up.